Good morning. Our question today, the final question of our topic, Kiddush Levana, is if somebody is blind, Rachmana Litzlan, can they say Kiddush Levana or not? We said that fundamental is Haroe Levana Bechidush HaMevarach, that's the language of the Yerushalmi, somebody who sees the moon when it is new, says the Bracha, that's actually the language also of the Shulchan Aruch, and obviously assume somebody who is blind cannot see the Levana, cannot see the moon at all. So in fact, we have three opinions on this. We're going to start with the opinion of the Maharshal, who says as follows, when it comes to Birkas Levana, a blind person can say, the Bracha can say Kiddush Levana. So the language that we saw in the Gemara, that Ad Sheye Osa La'ora, that you can't say the Kiddush Levana until you benefit, literally until you benefit from its light, that doesn't mean that you have to see the actual moon. Mikomakom lo'amru shu yireh la'orah, it doesn't mean you have to be able to see to its light, that you can read to its light, for example, but rather what that language is ad she ye'osu la'orah, until there is benefit from the light. Ela she'olam ye'osu la'orah, it means somewhere in the world. In the world, we are benefiting from the light of the moon. It doesn't mean subjectively the person, each person who is saying the bracha has to have hana from it. In fact, this bracha, ki bracha zo al brias olama v'chidusha hu. The bracha, the entire bracha is based on the creation of the world and the rejuvenation of the world each and every month with the new moon. So it's not a bracha that is subjective, that you actually have to benefit from the moon, but it is talking about the concept that we are saying the bracha on the chidush of the moon, and that is the bracha. And in fact, he says it is the similar or the same as a blind person can say the bracha of Yotzer HaMeorot, Yotzer Orver Choshech, Moseh Shalom Uvreyes Hakol. That is Yotzer HaMeorot, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the luminaries that we can see from. But it doesn't mean that somebody subjectively has to be able to see from it. That means that the world is benefiting. It's the bracha on the fact that we have these luminaries. It doesn't mean that somebody subjectively has to benefit from them. So that is the opinion of the Maharshal, that somebody who is blind, despite that, can indeed say the Kiddush Levana. Next, the Shvus Yaakov has a different take. He says, "Ein o rashay levarach lekadesh levana." For the most part, and we're going to qualify this shortly, is somebody who's assuma, somebody who's blind, does not say Kiddush Levana. So what was the Maharshal talking about? That you can say Kiddush Levana. So he qualifies his own opinion and says as follows, that if there is assuma, if there is somebody who is blind and he's in the street with other people who are saying, they're seeing the Levana, so he's together with other people and they can see the Levana, as chayev levarach afshu husuma veino roah. So he can say the bracha because there are people that he's with that are seeing the Levana, so he can say the bracha together with them. He can say the bracha of the Kiddush Levana. But if he's by himself, he cannot say the Kiddush Levana. So that's opinion number two, the Shvus Yaakov. Again, the first opinion, the Maharshal, a blind person can indeed say Kiddush Levana. The opinion of the Shvus Yaakov is if he's together with other people who can see the moon, then he can say the bracha. But if he's by himself, then he cannot say the bracha. And the third opinion is the Maharikash, who says that somebody who's blind cannot say the bracha at all, whether he's by himself or with other people, because the Gemara says, Haroeh Salavana Mechidusha, when somebody actually sees the Levana, when it is new, that is when you can say the bracha of Kiddush Levana. But if you can't see it at all, you cannot say the Kiddush Levana. So we have three opinions. The Maharshal, the most lenient, somebody who is a Suma, can say the Kiddush Levana. Then the second opinion, the Shvus Yaakov, he can say the Kiddush Levana if he's together with others who can see the Levana. And the third opinion, most strict, is the Maharikash, that somebody who is blind cannot say the Bracha Kiddush Levana because he has to be able to see the Levana. Haroes the Levana Mechidusha, and this person cannot see the Levana. Via a Psak, for a Psak, we look, and the Bir Halacha says that we have this machlokes and various opinions. Can somebody who is a suma, he goes into quite amount of detail on this. But the bottom line says the Bir Halacha near the inyan suma de yoser tov shaloli avarach ba'atzmo. It's preferable, it's preferred that somebody who is a suma should not say the Kiddush Levana by himself. What he should do is he should ask somebody else to say the bracha. We're talking about the bracha part of the Kiddush Levana. The Kiddush Levana is very long, but the bracha of the Kiddush Levana is one paragraph, so when it comes to the bracha, he should have somebody else say it for him, have him in mind, he'll say amen to it, and the rest of the Kiddush Levana, that's not the bracha, the Summa can say for himself. Have a wonderful day.